All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez. The Wildcats are home hosting California on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Ask coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Jeff Rotto, Oakland Tribune.
Couple things. One is, could you comment quickly on how Freddie Tagaloa is doing for you guys? I know he's redshirting this year. And also, if you could talk about what has surprised you most about Nick Wilson's performance, and when did you start to realize what a special player he's going to be as a freshman?
Well, first with Freddie, doing really well. He's working extremely hard in the weight room. Of course, he's, as you mentioned, he's redshirting, so he's on the scout team and giving us a good look every week. And, really like his attitude, the way he works hard in the weight room, and excited for him for next year. Regarding Nick Wilson, we thought he was special when we recruited him. He was obviously very productive as a high school player, and it kind of had a quiet confidence about him. And the thing that's been most pleasing for us is that we knew in the first 2 weeks of camp how quickly he was picking up the system, and not just in the run game, but in the pass game. So he's got a lot of football smarts about him. Coach McGee, my running back coach, has done a great job, and he's way advanced mentally than most true freshmen would be at that position, and I think that's been part of the key for his success.
So he's better than you even thought he would be?
Well, he's about what we thought he'd be physically, but we didn't sure how quickly he could pick things up mentally. And so, with most freshmen, that's usually the hindrance, particularly in pass protections and routes. And, for him, as I said, he's picked it up very quickly. So he's certainly further ahead at this point than most freshmen would be.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Rich, how is Cal different from last year?
Well, they're defensively they're healthier, so they've got a couple of their not just starters back, but key guys back. They're healthier on defense and deeper on defense. They're playing more guys, and then offensively, it's the second year in a system. They're all a year older and a year stronger, and running the football well as well. So they can, they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're 2-0, and they had a bye week to get an extra week to get ready. So, we expect a very, very good Cal team or fresh Cal team coming in.
It would seem to me that your defense is facing something. I mean, Nevada passed a lot against you guys, didn't run the ball well, but it seems like this offense is a lot different, what Sonny Dykes runs, compared to what you guys seen early in the season. What are you expecting from Dykes' offense? I mean, it's obviously as pass-happy as you get.
Yeah, but they also run the ball well, and they've been running. They've made a commitment to running at times, and they've got some different run schemes, and so they're big in the screen game. I mean, they'll call screens and keep calling it, whether it's the snap quick screens or it's a developing screen. So they have it all in their offense, and we've struggled at times defensively. We certainly got to play better pass defense, and got to be able to create pressure without having to blitz all the time. So that's an issue for us.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, just maybe piggybacking a little bit on Ted's question there, but getting more specific, what are you seeing from Jared Goff that's different this year? I mean, he did have four touchdowns against you guys last year, but when you watch film this year, what's different from that meeting in November last year?
Well, but not a whole lot, because he threw it around on us pretty good last year. He's a year older, and I think he's probably even more, even stronger. And certainly the second year in the system, I think that's been a big deal too, because he's, your first year to play as a freshman as well as he did is remarkable. But now, he's kind of a veteran, a seasoned veteran in the deal, and you can see it because he's seeing the whole field, and he'll be run plays, and he'll have a little out or quick out away from the run play, and he'll take it every time, even to the field. So, he's definitely not – he's playing with a lot of confidence, that's for sure.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from the line of Craig Thorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
Rich, I don't know how much attention you've paid to other teams in the South Division so far, but maybe in general, does it kind of look like to you it's going to be a tightly bunched thing, 1 through 5 or 6?
Yeah, I thought coming in it that the whole league in general is going to be really, really good, and it's going to be extremely competitive, more competitive than it's ever been. in all the league games. And I think that's going to bear out to be true starting. It's already starting, but, starting throughout the next several weeks, and in particular in the South, in the Pac-12 South. I mean, they're all good teams and all teams that have gotten better and will be better than they were a year ago.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of David Bosch, BearInsider.com.
Hi, Coach. Just curious, when in the process did you settle on Solomon as the guy at the quarterback? Was it spring, early camp? And what was it that made him the front runner or made him win the job?
Well, it was both. It was, the spring was, obviously evaluation period, so we had some judgments on that. But really it was the first 2 weeks of fall camp. Guys got a lot of reps who rolled in and out of there, and he was the most consistent, as far as executing the offense, making the right decisions, and making the right throws. And so he kind of emerged to the top. And he's played pretty well. There's been some mistakes, but I've been really proud the way he's played. But I'm also proud of the other quarterbacks, too, because they keep working hard in practice and has given us good competition. I think it's made everybody better, including the new.
And on defense, statistically, you're a lot better against the run than you are against the pass. Now, is that the factor of the teams you've played against, or is that an area of the fact that you're really good in one and you really need help in the other one?
Kids, probably both. teams have attacked us through the air a little bit and have had some success. And we, a lot of times people will point, well, that's a secondary problem. No, it's a total problem. Sometimes we haven't gotten pass rush on, and sometimes when you're a little bit ahead, two teams are going to throw more on you. But there's no question we've got to shore some things up in a hurry because we've got some great throwing teams, including one coming in this weekend.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes to the line of John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, you use the phrase executing the offense when discussing Anu, and I'm curious, how important is that to you compared to the other traits that a quarterback has, especially in your offense, just being able to make the right call kind of, sort of on that consistent basis, if not every time?
Well, it's really that part of the traits include being able to execute the offense. It's not just mentally, even though that's part of it. Making the right decision is always a part of it, but being able to make the throws, whether it's a traditional throw in a pocket or an awkward throw on the run, and be able to run when they present themselves and extend plays. But, so it's all those traits are part of the execution of the offense. And it starts with making the right decision where to go with the ball, but then after that, your physical ability has to be part of it too. And making throws from different launch points is a big part of our quarterback play, and Anu's been pretty good at that.
Is that something that you feel like you kind of focus on a little bit more because of the style of your offense and the plays that you call?
Just his ability
to make the throws on the run.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the deal in this system. I mean, we practice it from day one. It's not like, and I think very few offenses are now to the point where everything is in a perfect pocket and quarterback has perfect balance and, he takes three steps and throws the ball. I think nowadays everybody moves him around a little bit either because they have to or because they want to. So, for us, it's part of our daily routine and something we do every day. So our guys should get better at it.
And, Coach, one last question. Is there anyone on the Cal roster that you recruit that it's kind of like the one that got away? Is there anyone at all, or is it sort of not really?
Yeah, they've got some guys. We've only been there I've only been here a couple years, so there's not a whole lot. But, there's – every year we battle against recruiting. But I never mention them. I only talk about the guys that come to Arizona.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. All right, that'll do it, Rich. Thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you bet.